It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kedar Cherkent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. The owner of Minocqua Brewing Company is facing criminal defamation charges in Oneida County. It's a rarely used statute that some say runs afoul of the First Amendment.
Kirk Bangstad owns the company and its political action committee. He's been a lightning rod for controversy and publicity. Rob Mentzer reports on Bangstad's conflicts and what his super PAC's finances show.
To some Wisconsin liberals, Kirk Bangstad is a minor celebrity. His Minocqua Brewing Company sells irreverent T-shirts and beers themed around Democratic politics. And he's seemingly always in the news. His super PAC puts up billboards and has funded a string of lawsuits meant to change Wisconsin policy.
I feel like I fight for what I think is right, and I feel like I'm a fighter.
But Bangstad is also a magnet for controversy. To his critics, he's an online troll more focused on publicity stunts than on changing public opinion. Even political allies say he's unnecessarily confrontational. Mary Hayes is a former chair of the Shawamigan Democrats.
His values and his heart are in the right place, but he's his own worst enemy.
Bangstad has feuded with Northwoods officials since 2020 when he put a large banner on his business supporting Democrat Joe Biden. The town of Minocqua told him to take it down. He refused and appealed to online followers to help him pay the cost of fines and legal fees. Lawsuits and online appeals for money would become a pattern through years of other zoning disputes with the county.
Thank God I have 90,000 Facebook followers and a very large email list that I can ask them to help offset some of my costs from time to time, because I would have gone bankrupt other than that.
Scott Holowinski is chair of the Oneida County Zoning Committee. He categorically denies targeting Bangstad.
Everything is unfair, and it's all about freedom of speech and his constitutional rights. And basically, he figures if he throws that out there, that exempts him from following any other rules.
In 2023, Bangstad was found liable for defamation in a civil case after falsely claiming the Lakeland Times publisher Greg Walker had left his own brother to die after a hunting accident. Less than a year later, Bangstad posted a doctored photo showing Walker in a sadomasochistic pose. That post is the subject of the criminal defamation charges Bangstad faces now. He maintains that Wisconsin's law is unconstitutional. Walker declined to comment. Days after the arrest, Bangstad wrote that his super PAC had raised more than $20,000 from followers to help cover legal costs. Bangstad's PAC has funded lawsuits in Wisconsin to force masking in schools, end voucher schools, and last year to block Republican Donald Trump from appearing on the ballot. He also sued Oneida County officials. All of the lawsuits made state or national news when he filed them. Three federal lawsuits were dismissed. The Wisconsin Supreme Court declined to hear the voucher schools challenge. Bangstad called these lawsuits the main work of the super PAC.
The four lawsuits are the vast majority of what we spent with the super PAC.
In fact, legal costs accounted for about one-third of the PAC's spending in the last 2 years, according to records Bangstad submitted to the Federal Elections Commission. Of about $1 million in donations, more than $300,000 went to two organizations, Effervescent Blue and NCPS. Neither has a website or a storefront, and they're not registered businesses in Wisconsin. When WPR asked him about these payments, Bangstad ended the interview.
So that question is so out of bounds.
Bangstad says he's been targeted by Republicans, and he accuses WPR of being part of that plot.
The fact that you asked that question suggests that you are part of the Republican Party that's trying to hurt my super PAC and trying to hurt my political activism.
An expert on campaign finance said the payments were unusual, but could be going to people who wanted to mask their involvement with Bangstad. But there aren't many checks on super PAC financing. Experts said donors may stop giving if they think their money is not being spent effectively. Bangstad says he'll keep fighting his legal cases and keep seeking donations. Rob Mentzer, Wisconsin Public Radio.